Just heard the snippet of the brand new single that dropped in August of this year called The Other Side of Goodbye by country music's hot new trio, New Moon Junction. The single has been climbing the charts since its release and is one of the most downloaded singles here on country radio. Barb Doran, Tamara Madeline, and Matt Rogers have come together at the perfect time, spreading those tight harmonies that are just pitch perfect in the music that lifts our spirits. So let's get behind the music, the lyrics, and the artists here on Music's Journey. Welcome to the show. We have Barb, Tamara, and Matt here for New Moon Junction. Welcome back.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, when you guys were on the show earlier this year, I manifested and predicted your music was going to hit the top of the charts. And that blend of that amazing harmony was just what country music needed, and the fans agreed. Your debut single, Real Good Kind of Thing, released earlier this year, was such a great success for you guys right out of the gate. How did that make you feel being a brand new trio, Tamara?
Well, I just feel like we knew we were onto something magical. When we first got together, and then just the individuals that got around us, like the producer Jeff Dalzio and even our radio promoter, these are people that are industry heavy, so they felt it too, and so we've assembled a really great team. So, and it's always humbling when you put something out, because it's really, you're just exposing your feelings and your art to the world. But we're thrilled. We were thrilled with the reaction that we've had. And even with our restrictions, we still managed to really make a big impact, I think, with this first single. So we can't be anything but extremely happy.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, it's just been overwhelming to see that kind of acceptance from the music industry as well as the fans. And I just think it's just such a beautiful feeling when you're seeing the harmonies that you guys create. And it's just incredible. And I just knew that there was just something really special between the three of you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you.
Barb, tell us about your ideas for some of the newer fans that might not have heard what your story is. Tell us about the idea about trying something new, forming this trio.
Well, I've kind of been around the country industry for about 10 years doing a solo thing. And I just really wanted to break out and try something different. You know, I was kind of inspired by Nice Horse and their all-girl group, and I thought that idea was really cool, you know, and I've always been a huge fan of Little Big Town and Lady Antebellum. And I thought, you know, there's been some duos and trios in Canada that have kind of come and gone. And I just thought that there was definitely a gap where that needed to be filled. And with the help of Brian Heatherman, we found these lovely humans, and that's how we all came together.
Well, pretty cool, because I love the story about how the three of you came together, because you're so successful in your own solo careers. Matt, how important was it for you all to be on the same page in your careers?
Yeah, I think it's kind of, well, number one, it's really important when you're forming a group of three that are from totally different parts of the GTA to make sure that, you know, schedules align, and I think it's just been a really good blend with all three of us. Like, we have the same direction in life. It seems like we're at the same stages in life, and just, you know, we're all very focused on what we want out of New Moon Junction and our direction there. So yeah, just, it's super important, and I think we're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And just to have that combination that you guys have as writers too. Tamara, you're all so passionate about songwriting. What is it like combining your writing styles and supporting each other through the writing process?
Well, I think all of us are strong in our own way. And when we combine it together, it's like, you know, like more than one head is better, right? So sometimes I might not have an idea, and then Matt'll spark something, which then will trigger something out of me, and then Barb jumps onto it and then triggers something else. So when we're all together, it almost feels like just like a fury of ideas just zipping around the room, and then before you know it, there's a song. And you know, I'm super relaxed about songwriting. I don't get stressed about it, because when I get stressed, the ideas don't flow. But there's just, I think, something dynamic about the three of us, and it's a formula that's working. So we just keep doing it. We just keep doing it. And like anything, the more you do it, the better you get at it. And also, we're getting to know each other as not just as songwriters, but as people. And we're becoming, you know, great friends. And so there's a trust level and a relaxation that's flowing when we get together that allows for the ideas to come forth. And that's, I think that's the secret of how we're getting here. We're just, we keep doing it more and more.
It's so important to have that trust with bandmates and to be able to work together, but also when you're coming out of solo careers and you guys have been so successful in your own right, but to be able to sit down and write and share your ideas and feel comfortable enough to be able to do that, because a lot of times people butt heads, and you know, for the three of you, it sounds like it's going really well.
Yeah, for sure it is.
I would agree.
It's been great. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. With Barb, when it comes to the different approach to songwriting today, and how does it, like, in comparison to when you started out, right, when you guys were first starting out in your solo careers, how does that professional and personal direction for the kind of music for New Moon Junction, what's that in comparison to the way it used to be for you in your solo career?
Well, for me, I mean, I think a lot of us start songwriting because we want to really kind of work through our own feelings and our own emotions and what we may have been going through. So, you know, I know initially a lot of songwriters, including myself, it's all about me, 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 me. This is what I want to say. But, you know, something what we're really trying to strive for is just to kind of make it relatable for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm typically a very sad songwriter. You know, when my daughter was a baby, she'd like come over to me and I'd be playing and singing and she would put her hand on my guitar and stop me, and I was like, oh my god, it must be terrible. But now she can tell me, Mom, the songs are just so sad, I can't listen. So,
she was consoling
so we're
you
to avoid, we're trying to avoid those types of songs, you know. And of course we'll have, I'm sure throughout our career we'll have some of those too, but we're really trying just to keep things a little more upbeat, and Matt really brings that to the table. He's really got the happy ideas.
Well, there's a time and a place too, you know, in life where those sad songs really fit, and they, you know,
right.
A lot of people need to hear those, right? And they gravitate to those too. So talk about that for you, Matt, when it comes to the professional and personal direction for the kind of music for New Moon Junction in comparison to what you wrote for yourself.
Yeah, I think very similar to what Barb said, like our writing style has definitely changed and come together as a group. As far as, you know, I guess before as an independent artist slash writer, there was, you know, I just had myself to worry about and kind of my image to worry about. And now it's, you know, how do we solidify the group to all appear the same way and have the professional approach the same way and everything. So I don't know, I think we talk enough about it, the three of us, that it's just kind of natural and comes out really well.
Yeah, it definitely does. You guys are doing a phenomenal job so far, but man, we're just, you know, just at the tip of what you guys are capable of doing. So talk to us about the commonality, like the deepening for your personal and music bond together with one another for you, Tamara.
Well, as I mentioned before, you know, we're almost 2 years into this now, so we've gone through some hiccups, you know, in our personal lives. COVID's not been easy for any of us.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a bleeding heart, and there were times, you know, like we would get together to write, and I would just be a blubbering mess, and I'd just, like, lean on my colleagues, because before we would start even writing, I'd just be crying about whatever the heck was going on in my life. And so that strengthens the bonds of friendship, and these guys know that I wear my emotions on my sleeve. We all do. I think as writers, as empaths, to be able to write and storytell, that's where it comes from, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're just, and it comes down to trust again. There's no ego in this group. Like, everyone's just in it for the same. We want to see each other succeed, not just in our music endeavors, but we really do care about each other as people. And I've gotten to know their families, and I feel like they're part of my family, and that's that. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, we're just human beings who just want to make good music, storytell, and support one another. And I think as long as we keep it basic like that, it leaves lots of room for this magical stuff to come through.
Well,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think when you write from the heart, and like you said, you wear your heart on your sleeve. I'm one of those people too, but I think that's what allows us to be able to feel in a different way and to be able to express that creatively, to be able to push that into the songwriting and the lyrics. So that's a really great thing to have.
Yeah, we're really lucky. I don't take it for granted. It's never lost on me. I wake up every day and I thank God that I have this. So, and I don't take it for granted. I'm sure I speak for the two of them too.
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
Well, it's nice, you know, to be able to start a group, because you guys know what it's like to start when you're younger and you're just getting into the business. Everybody's so green and they all have these really high expectations to what's supposed to happen right off the beginning of a career. And when you're going through all those hardships, you guys have all been there. You've done this road, you know how hard it is and, you know, the work that it takes to be able to be a success in this business. So to be able to look at it at this point and stage in your life, it's got to be pretty special, Matt.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I personally, you know, I mean, this industry is a lot about no's, and it's a lot of disappointment. And, you know, why are we not getting this, but someone else might be? Like, you really have to try and avoid going to those places and just really, I couldn't be more thrilled with how we've been received into the industry. And, you know, we've all done groundwork. So we're really not just popping out of the woodwork. We've all been kind of floating around and laying the groundwork for this to be a success. And, you know, we're very, very lucky that we've, you know, managed to get the support of fans in the industry right off the first single, which, again, like Tamara and Matt said, we're very grateful for that. Like, that will never be lost on, you know, to this day, I'm sitting down going, oh my God, like, it's unbelievable. It really is.
Well, to be able to have the first debut single, you know, to hit that well is just got to be an incredible feeling. And being able to work with award-winning producer, you know, when you're dealing with Sharp Nine and Jeff Dizell and the whole team, you know, that helps a great deal when you've got a team like that put together. They really get behind their artists and they really believe in them and they really take the time to get to know you all too. And that's pretty special to have in your corner.
Yeah, oh, yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm. They've been really great at that. Jeff is just amazing to work with, you know, and Bill as well. Bill, you know, he makes me laugh all the time. Like, unfortunately, Matt and Tamara don't get to experience him as much as I do. But
oh, no way.
He is a hoot. Oh, my God. Yes. He is hilarious.
Our late night emails going back and forth. We always tease each other about that because, yeah, he's always got something, you know, really quick wit to say.
Yeah.
It's always making me laugh going, okay, now I don't feel so bad being up at 4 a.m. You know?
Yeah.
He's pretty cool. He's really, really cool. And he's been in the business for such a long time, but he's just like, they're both such special souls, very talented people.
Oh yeah.
Really for talented. Sure. Yeah. So what was it like for you working with Jeff, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, we've worked with him now a couple times, and I mean, right from the get-go, it was just such a great feeling to work with them. You know, you kind of alluded to it, like they really like to get to know their artists, and that's one thing that I, you know, nerve-wracking as it is going and working with Jeff for the very first time, it was very clear from the beginning that he wants to believe in you and see you succeed, and he wants to get to know your weaknesses and your strengths and just work with all of that to create, you know, at least I felt that way, you know, individually, but he's also looking at New Moon Junction as a whole. And, you know, anytime the three of us are in there independently, he's always coaching us and mentoring us and, you know, where we need to be and what we're doing. And yeah, I mean, it really is a treat because I've never worked with somebody so all in on his artists.
Mm-hmm. It's very rare to be able to meet somebody of his caliber and for him to take that kind of time that he does.
That's, you know, for sure.
That's the one thing that's really different with him. It's just he spends so much time on the vocals. He spends so much time seasoning everything that he knows that you're capable of that you don't even know that you're capable of. What was it like for you working with him, Barb?
One thing I love about him is like he doesn't make you feel like you're under pressure when you're there, right? Like I'm a perfectionist, and it's probably my worst trait, honestly. And so I'm very hard on myself, and he just doesn't make you feel that at all. You know, it's all just relaxed and let's sing a few lines and we'll go grab a tea and are you hungry? And, you know, you want anything? Can I get you some water? Like he's just so welcoming and yeah, you don't feel the pressure and a 4-hour session goes by like the wind. And then all of a sudden you're like, geez, I feel like I could sing another 4 hours. You're not even tired when you leave them. So
wow,
it's just such a great process.
No, that's really great to hear.
Yeah. And the other thing about him is that, he really encourages you to play on the track, right? Like you know, I think on Real Good Kind of Thing, we all played a bit of acoustic guitar.
So
that was really cool because I've worked with other producers that are like just focused on the singing and let the band do the instruments and, you know, but in this case, we all played a little bit and it was a lot of fun. So that just kind of makes you feel like even more a part of the song, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, that's really cool. I didn't know that part of it because I know that, you know, as you said, a lot of the studios have the studio players. Can they do all of the instrumental? But that's really cool that you guys were able to play. That's really nice.
Yeah, it was great. Mm-hmm.
You identify with the song a whole lot more, right, Matt?
That's right. Yeah. You do. You're like, hey, I think that guitar lick might just be me.
Now, that's really, really cool. Working in the studio with him was something else. Now, you guys also worked with Pete, and you've also worked with Justin and Brandon as well, and Mitch.
Players, yes, yes. Well, but we don't ever see them, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. So they can't. I didn't realize that you guys didn't get in there with them to play with all of them.
Yeah, unfortunately, it was through, like, you know, we were trying to record these songs through amidst COVID, right?
So that's true.
There was not large gatherings. Yeah, there was not large gatherings. We weren't all in the same room, and like that's why whenever we would go to Jeff's, we'd pretty much just go one at a time. So
yeah,
when we could.
Well, some pretty special people that are playing on this on both your releases.
Absolutely.
because Pete Lesperance and, you know, Jeff Dizell, as we said, Justin Cutting, we got Brandon Waters as well as Mitch J. Like, these guys are so good at what they do. So
they're amazing. Absolutely.
Really cool to have them on there. Now, Tamara, when you were on the show back in May, you didn't have a chance to be able to perform Real Good Kind of Thing yet. And that was your brand new single at the time. What was it like for you guys to be able to play that finally live?
Well, it's the most amazing feeling, right? There's nothing that compares to playing live to an audience. And, I mean, we did the best that we could during the lockdowns and, in the breaks between to do virtual performances. And that keeps us sharp, right, because it gives us an opportunity to get together and practice and do that. But it's not the same. Like, there's something to be said about a live show. I mean, you are giving it all right up there. You're just... You're vulnerable, you're in your rise state when you're singing, and you're getting the energy and the reception back from your audience.
Mm-hmm.
And it just becomes this romance, literally like a romance. That's all I can explain it, like a crazy, amazing feeling that's like nothing other. So we've been waiting and waiting and waiting. So we didn't get to play a lot this summer. We got to play, I think, 4 or 5 great country fests.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got some stuff lined up coming up now in December. And yeah, it's like nothing else. I just can't wait to do more of it.
Well, I can imagine for you guys to be able to finally play it live, and then you had your brand new single, It's the Other Side of Goodbye. You guys were just getting ready to release that one too. So it must have been so amazing to be able to play like you played at the Biltmore Theater. Talk about that, Matt.
Oh, that was incredible. What a venue, first off. Yeah, so we had got there to play there as part of the Oshawa Music Awards, and what a cool stage. It was great to be a part of it. I mean, you know, it's just something really cool. We spent so long in the summer playing outdoor festivals, so to come together as a group and play like an indoor event like that, it was just really, with all the lights and the act, it was great. It was a fun time, really fun time.
You guys look like you were having so much fun up on the stage.
We do everything we get up there.
But it's just special when you're in a place like that. Like you're saying, it's different when you're playing, you know, in that kind of a theater, because it's such a great sound in there and the acoustics are awesome. So, you know, to be able to play that and be able to bring your brand new single to everybody too, on top of your hit single that you've already had this year. So pretty special time.
So fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
We are going to remind everybody how special this amazing journey has been for New Moon Junction with their debut single that was out earlier this year. Here is Real Good Kind of Thing by country's hot new trio New Moon Junction here on Music's Journey.
When I met you, I let you hear all the little stories about me, the great ones and the bad ones that some should have left unsaid.
He didn't seem surprised. In a blink of an eye, we were headed out that front door, down Main Street, where I'd meet a love I never met before.
With every day that passes by. I thank the Lord I'm a lucky guy. 'Cause we got a real good, feel good kind of thing. Sunshine after the rain. Nobody gonna make me feel the same as I do when I'm with you. Feeling so high, I don't wanna come down. Like the glow.
I just knew it was meant to be.
You can't oversimplify all the reasons why. We got a real good, feel good kind of thing. Sunshine after the rain. Nobody gonna make me feel the same as I do when I'm with you. Feeling so high, I don't wanna calm down. Like the glow of a midnight flame. Never want this to change.
That was Real Good Kind of Thing by country trio New Moon Junction, celebrating the moments that make life worth living. A message that we all need. Beautiful leaves that are changing right now in the fall, all of it setting in. It's just a perfect song. What a great song.
Yeah, it was a blast. You know, this being our first release, it was just something that kind of came out of nowhere for us. You know, I was, fortunately, I was on a business trip and I take my guitar with me everywhere, and I just sat down in the hotel room and started writing this song, and we took it back to the girls and we wrote it together, and Jeff fell in love with it, and here it is out on country radio.
See, it's amazing when it's so simple like that, you know it's right.
yeah, this one just kind of, what a great feeling.
Well, it's nice when you have an idea like that in a hotel room and it just goes quickly like that, and Jeff's right on board going...
So that's the difference between Matt and me, because if I was alone in a hotel room, like, I think the song I wrote was Run You in the Ground. That's the song I wrote when I was alone in a hotel room.
I don't want to be in here. I don't want to live out of my suitcase.
Yeah, exactly.
Really cool. God. Well, that's so nice that, you know, that it worked out like that, because I know that Jeff was pretty excited about the song. Really, really excited about it. So talk about going into the different types of production that you wanted, the idea you wanted with this song. Talk about that, Barb.
Yeah, so, I mean, Jeff asked us to send him sort of all the types of sounds that we like and different songs that might be out on radio, or it could be an old song, a new song. And so he kind of wants to know what we like to hear and what we wanted part of that song. So, you know, so that was kind of neat. And you just never know, like, we cannot get attached to anything we write, you know, like, and that's the problem with performing these songs a lot acoustically before you take them to get produced, because Jeff just, he makes them so amazing and takes them maybe in a place that you weren't expecting. So to be honest, I can't even remember what the original version of Real Good Kind of Thing sounds like anymore. Like, I'm sure there were some differences. I don't know if it was tempo or what the differences might have been, but
did you guys record it that you can play it back and hear what it was originally?
Yeah, we probably have it somewhere. Like, I know Matt's version is probably still on his Facebook page from the hotel room, right? Yeah, so that's still there. I think that popped up on a memory not that long ago for him. And we probably have voice memos on our phone. And even for a lot of the other songs, like, it's just kind of cool, even with the current single, to kind of go back and, you know, well, we do have quite a few acoustic performances of the new single, which has a different title than the original he had.
Wait, okay, because so let's talk about that one, Tamara. So you released your latest single, and that's The Other Side of Goodbye. And I absolutely love this song. So talk about what the title was and writing of this one.
Well, we started it in person, and then we finished it virtually. And the concept for the song was the same. Storyline was this. We didn't really change much. It was just the hook that we changed. And the original concept was very much like what we've currently got. It was that, I think our hook was
Rose to My Design.
Mm-hmm. Which is basically about your journey, right? Like your journey, but you're like looking back kind of metaphorically over your shoulder, but you know, you don't regret your life because it's led you to where you're going. And the grass.
That's weird.
I think that I might have hit mute with my cheek.
Okay, at least it wasn't me.
Honestly. The problem with me and technology.
I was going to say, she always has technical difficulties. It's almost, you can almost always expect it.
Every single time. Kim, you just experienced what they have to go through on the
regular. Yeah.
See, that's what you love about live, right?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I don't know where I was. But basically, the song is basically the same. It's just, you know, the story's the same. All we did was we changed the hook a little bit. And then, like, I just want to inject that that's sort of like the magic of what Jeff brings to it, right? Like, he literally is the fourth member of New Moon Junction. So we'll go in with all these raw ideas. And he helps it out, right? Like, he produces it. He's part of the writing process, which mm-hmm. is what we love about it. And he's vested. Like, he's absolutely, you know, invested in this project. He wants to see us grow as artists, and he wants to help form and mold this amazing thing that's come together. So, it's all awesome.
That's a beautiful thing when you have a producer like that, that you feel so comfortable with. And just like a fourth member, that's really cool. Now, this song is so special. I absolutely love this song. I love the guitar picking in this one, Matt.
Well, I can't take credit for that.
You didn't do the guitar picking. So was that Pete?
No,
Pete
or Justin? I did not do the picking in this one.
That was Jeff.
That's Jeff.
Oh, was it Jeff? Gosh, yeah, that man, yeah. I'm telling you. I just seen a picture of him on social media of him when he was really young.
Me too. Oh my god, that was the best. That was the best. Yeah.
It's like, oh, look at that hair.
I know. I was totally jealous of that hair. That was amazing. Oh my god, I know. But that's the thing. So that song, that picking, I know the first time we went to go try, you know, playing it, Matt's like, because he's singing a lot, like he's singing the verses and the tune, right? And that's when that picking is going on. And he's mm-hmm. just like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to do that. So then Tamara and I briefly tried to learn it. And because we had a show like coming up pretty quick, we were just like, no, we'll leave it to the lead guitar player. And he sits there and he's just like, especially in rehearsal where we're playing it multiple times, he's like, my fingers are like bleeding here. Like, I think we don't need to do it anymore. So it's pretty intense. So one day one of us will get the nails. I don't know who it will be though.
Well, because he was sitting out in the audience when you guys were playing one of the live shows too.
Oh, yes, he was.
I remember Tamara saying that one, and she was so nervous that he was out there because he was sticking around to watch you guys play.
I know, I was like, are you planning on staying the whole day? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, great. Okay.
Pressure.
My mind was like, go to a happy place.
And then he doesn't really have an expression.
I know, I was going to say that.
Yeah, so we're up there and we're like, okay, either he's like loving it or hating it, we'll never know. Like, you can't tell.
He's probably just killing himself laughing, sitting there going, I'm just going to keep this straight face because, you know, that power that he has, you know? to be able to make people so nervous. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. And he was, like, pretty much front and center, but, like, back a bit.
Oh, no.
But, yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking, right? And I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah. But I was glad he came because I was hoping, because it was not too far from his house, that he would have come, so.
Well, that was really good that he was able to do that. Now, I love the lyrics about the story that you guys brought to this one, and everybody can relate to it.
Cool.
Yeah, the story about love earlier in our lives and saying goodbye at that stage, you know, of our lives, too. And wondering whether or not, you know, that special kind of feeling that you had when you had to say goodbye and was the grass greener on the other side. But like you said, it's got a cool little twist to it where it's like we know that it's not greener on the other side, you know, that we wouldn't be who we are today without going through all that. So I love the idea, the whole idea behind the song.
Who came? It's nostalgic and it's dreamy, and who doesn't love nostalgic, dreamy stuff?
Okay,
a really slamming DMC, right?
Yeah,
Matt, I'm waiting for Matt to chime in.
No, yeah, I just sitting here giggling.
He's going, yep, the girls are all talking. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what?
He's probably writing a song while we're sitting here doing this interview. That's
no,
what
probably.
No, I'm not.
I wouldn't do that. So who came up with the idea for this one, Matt?
I think it was a collaborative effort, really. We just kind of got on a Zoom write one night and yeah, just started writing. It's funny the way that we write music because we all just get together and start strumming something and humming something and then you know, start singing random words and then you're like, hold on, what did you say? And it just kind of works in well. And then you're like, well, that's an idea right there. Let's go with that.
Literally, that's exactly what happened. I know, it's so true. Because, you know, you're not always writing from the title. I mean, in an ideal world, it's great to have these really super catchy titles all piled up in your notebook, which I know a lot of people do. But sometimes you don't have something exciting and new. So you're just sitting there, and like Matt said, you'll be playing something and singing something, and we'll all kind of be doing our thing. And then all of a sudden, he'll say something, or one of us will say something, and we're like, oh, wait a second, that sounds like it could be a hook. And then you build from that, right? Yeah.
We're going to play that one right now, and here's the latest single, The Other Side of Goodbye, by country's new hot trio, and that's New Moon Junction here on Music's Journey.
Chasing the sun down the interstate, taking a ride down memory lane, rolling with the windows down, cranking those old school sounds, in that rusted out white Chevrolet, through the neighborhood where we were raised, front pew every Sunday. Praying that maybe someday I'd leave it all behind. Now I drive forever, if only to keep it pictured in my mind forever. The grass ain't always greener on the other side, the other side of goodbye. Stands out, front porch swing still hangs there. Had our first kiss that senior year. It hurt so good just to be with you. Knowing when that summer was through, I'd make my way to Tennessee, and that shotgun seat'd be empty, and I'd leave it all behind. Now I drive forever, if only to keep your picture. The other side of goodbye. The grass ain't
That's The Other Side of Goodbye by country trio New Moon Junction. And we know this one's going to be climbing and climbing and climbing. The song's already doing that one with the most downloads on country radio. I love the lyrics that you guys had with this. And just a snippet of this one, it was just so cool to be able to hear this one when you guys were teasing us with that video that you guys did. And it is so good. The fans love it. Absolutely love it. That's got to feel so good, Tamara.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's no other feeling that's like this. It's, you know, when you make art, you're creating something out of nothing that wasn't there before. And then when you get the reaction by music lovers and they get it, they become part of the storyline, and it's just like a feeling that grows and grows. Like you said, it just climbs. Like everybody climbing this little hill, and that's just the beauty of art, right? It's always just about giving and getting back. I never got into music to make money. I got into it to make art. Like the songwriting for us is like, you can't kind of come into this situation where you already have a preconceived notion, because then you're stifling some other person's contribution or magic to the process. So it all kind of comes together, and it's almost like all this energy just bumping around at each other, and then something cool comes out of it.
Well, this one definitely is. You must have known it right off the top. What did it feel like for you, Barb, when you first finished the song? Did you know this was going to be, yeah, we got to do this one next?
Yeah, so typically what I do is if we write something and we have a little voice memo of it, I usually will send it to Brian Heatherman, you know, as maybe my first listen. And his reaction to this song in our original form, it was a little bit slower and the title is different. He's like, "Kids got a hot one," you know, when I get that reaction from Brian Heatherman, that's pretty amazing. So, but we just knew, like, it was just, you know, the melody was pretty, and the story was, you know, we all related really well to the story. And, you know, Tamara was really never sold on the original hook and the original title of the song. So, yeah, she wasn't. But Matt and I were sticking our guns strong on that one. But then when Jeff, you know, when I was talking to Jeff about it before we actually went in to start recording, he's like, "I got an idea." He goes, I think we can lose that last line. And I'm like, "Oh my God, but it's the line Matt and I fought so hard for." And then I'm like, "Well, how will we finish this chorus then?" And then he kind of sang it out loud. And I'm like, "Oh, well, that does work." So, yeah, he's like, "You don't really need it. Like, you're saying it in the Other Side of Goodbye. Like, you're saying it. So you don't need, because it was
more.
The Other Side of Goodbye, because that's the road to my design." It was just more words that we really didn't need. So it was us just being too wordy.
Well, yeah, I have a tendency to do that, but I don't need to. I think we all do, and everything just jumps in our head really quick, right? So.
Yeah, well. Exactly. You just got to get that last word in, right?
Whenever we, all three of us, heard the end result, we were pretty blown away. And then on release day, when we started getting it out there and everything, and to see all the traction we were having and the playlists were being added to and the, you know, radio stations across Canada picking it up, there just really is no better feeling than that when you release a song and it starts doing that well right out of the gate.
What a year for you guys. Congratulations to all three of you.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Pretty amazing. I'm having such a blast chatting with country trio New Moon Junction. These guys are on top of their game right now, so they've got some great news coming up. And we just want to remind everybody, for their brand new single, don't forget, you can download it, you can add it to all of your playlists, and don't forget, you can request it at your country local radio stations. Show this one some love, because it is such a really cool tune, and I know that you guys are going to love it on your playlists. So tell us about what's going on for December 4th, Tamara.
Well, we've got some live shows coming up, so that's really awesome. And we also wrote another song. Yeah,
ooh.
We did.
Tell me, share.
About it.
You got to share now.
Yeah, well, I can tell you just this much, that it's managed to make its way to Jeff Beers. So we might have a hot third one on the way, baby.
Oh, yeah. Nice. So nice. Do we know when, roughly?
Well, we're probably going to release it till the new year, but we're hoping to have it all recorded, because lovely Tamara is going to be going to Mexico for a number of weeks. So we got to get everything out of her before she leaves.
Nice. So, yes, you definitely need to do that for sure. For sure.
Yeah, so we're doing that, and we've got, we can probably say, we've got, we're putting on a show at the Biltmore Theater where we did the OMA's performance there.
Ooh.
And, yeah, that's December 4th.
Nice.
And we have Susie Corey on the bill and Aaron Allen. So it's going to be
very
the three
cool.
of us. Yeah, we were just excited. We played there and I thought, oh my God. And because I was kind of devastated when the Oshawa Music Hall closed and I thought, oh no, what's going to happen? It's such a great venue for us locally here in Durham.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Biltmore bought it and reopened it, I was so happy to see that because what like Matt was saying, what an awesome stage, awesome lighting. The sound in there is amazing. And they've done some beautiful renovations to that room. And so it's going to be great. 4th of December, be there.
So tell everybody where they can get the latest news, music releases, and video and live performance schedule.
It's all on our website, newmoonjunction.com. So, yeah, and our video, you know, it turned out so well. We're so happy with that. And so
you got to tell us about this one because I know Tamara was itching, you know, to be able to tell us about that, but you couldn't say anything at the time. So tell us about shooting that video.
Me? Well, it was a picture perfect day. I mean, obviously, those are the final product. So we had perfect weather, an amazing crew with Roadhouse Productions. We found this super cool truck right at the Love Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Barb had sourced out the swing and the truck, which are the main lyrics in the first verse.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very, descriptive. So we wanted to have those props in the video, and she had secured this porch swing, and the lady that owned the home, lovely lady in Lindsay, Ontario, also had a truck, but it didn't quite fit the description. So as we were leaving the Love Revolution that day, we found the truck. Like, literally the truck found us. And so I just jumped out of there. I'm like, Barb, found the truck. And I jumped out, and I took all the pictures I possibly could of every angle, and I got like, this is the truck. You need to find this truck. So she managed to contact the owners of the property that ran the Love Revolution, and that led her to the owner, who actually brought this truck. I'll tell you a quick story. So he was he collects like old trucks. So this was a truck that originally started in Junction City, Colorado, and then made its way to a junkyard in California. And he sourced it out. He drove down there, threw it on a truck, and brought it back to Canada and restored it. And then it ended up in our video. So it was always meant to be.
Meant to be.
Yeah.
Very
what a truck.
Cool.
That thing was a legend. Matt probably doesn't feel so happy about having to drive it because it was not power steering.
It was a treat. It was really it was vintage. And it was, powered brake or manual brakes, manual steering.
Wow.
Your tree on the tree, old style shift. Like, it was cool.
See, I would have been right there, been able to drive that one for you guys. Not a problem.
Oh, my God. I know. That's when I started talking to Bob, who struck it as, he was like, so does someone know how to drive standard? I'm like, yeah, I know how to drive standard. I grew up driving standard. And then he's like, well, do you know what three on the tree is? I'm like, no.
A little different.
Yeah, so I'm like, well, let me talk to Matt and see if you know. And Matt's like, oh, yeah, I know how to drive that. So they had a little chat and decided that he would be safe to drive the vehicle. So.
No grinding of those gears, right?
No.
Oh, man.
No, but it was a sharp turn into that driveway. You see that in the video where he turns into the driveway, and that was probably a good arm workout on that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. But, yeah, as Tamara said, I mean, what an incredible, we couldn't have asked for a nicer day to tape it all. We wanted that picture-perfect sunset in the background, and it just kind of worked out because it looked like it might rain a little bit, and we were nervous. So
yeah, we waited all day for that sunset. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was magical. It was perfect.
You must have been so excited when it was all done and you got to see the final product.
Yeah, it was amazing. Yeah.
Are you guys ready for some burning questions?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
She's going, damn, we got to do this again. Okay.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me get Google opened. I got to get ready.
Okay, Tamara, we're starting with you.
Okay, honey.
Okay, so what advice would you give a younger Tamara?
Oh, I would have just thrown it all to the wind and done it sooner.
Yeah.
and not bothered with the day job.
Just gone all in.
The thing is, persistency is key, and consistency is key to win. It's a long game. So if I hadn't sort of taken that bump of 10 years of not really doing it, I would have probably arrived here sooner. But also, you know, hindsight's 20/20. I'm here now, and that's the important thing.
Mm-hmm. Because you've learned a lot along the way, too. You might not have been the same, you know, outlook as what, you, what you've got today. What about you, Matt?
Yeah, I think for me, it would be the same thing I'd tell myself now, because I've lived so long and just learned a lot of lessons along the way, just to, like, never give up. I mean, if you're passionate about something and you want to see something through, just see it through. Don't give up.
Now, for you, Barb, favorite American artist today that's on radio and a Canadian artist on radio that inspires you as a songwriter?
Canadian artist and songwriter... I mean, there's quite a few that I really do love. I mean, Kelsey Kulick is one of my, I've written with her, and
she's
that
so good.
Girl, she is so good, and she's like, plays right into my heart, you know, like, her songs are just so touching, and her voice is incredible, and the day that I wrote with her, you know, I think a very close friend of hers had passed away, and she's like, no, we'll still write, and, you know, she was just so great, and I was so happy to have that opportunity with her because she is that great. So she's probably one of my favorite Canadians right now. And favorite American for me, I've always been a huge Kacey Musgraves fan. You know, she's just, again, like, kind of that thing. I love that style.
Mm-hmm.
And her songwriting, and, you know, I love it when you can come up with these lines that are just so unexpected, or these titles of songs, and I know, and the sarcasm that she can put into them, and twisting of words, like, it's just, yeah, so,
very,
like, that's
good.
What I aspire to do, that kind of thing, so.
Two really good artists. Okay, so what about you, Tamara?
Well, I've been really into Lindsay L. lately.
She's awesome.
A really great songwriter. She's a songstress. That's
mm-hmm.
what I really love about her.
She's one of my
her.
Favorites.
And, I also like Camille Arts as well. These are, you know, girls that are, a lot of people might not know that they're Canadian, but they're in Nashville, and they're ripping it up and representing us well.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm really digging Brothers Osborne lately. Like, they're just such cool country singers, and they've had a really cool story about them as well.
Yeah.
As far as, like, American writers, but there's just so many to choose from. Like, there's just so many.
I know, like, the Canadian talent is absolutely crazy. What about you, Matt?
Yeah, I tend to fall in line with, I mean, I just love writers that write similar styles to what I like, and they, you know, they just kind of, I get where they're going with their story. So from a Canadian writer standpoint, it would be Aaron Goodvin.
Mm.
Yeah, I think he's just writing really great stuff lately. That's just, I mean, he always has, but, so yeah, definitely Aaron Goodvin from Canadian side, and the U.S. probably a Morgan Wallen. I'm a big Morgan Wallen fan, and
me
I think
too.
That, you know, just he's writing so many crazy good songs and putting so much stuff out there online right now, because, unfortunately, you know, nothing's going to radio for him right
mm-hmm.
now. But
I don't think that's
going to
last
just,
long. I don't think so.
No, not with the stuff that he's been putting out online and writing and everything. But I just think, like, his style of writing is something that really interests me a lot. And, yeah, he tells a story with everything, which is, I just buy into that every time. So definitely him, if I could get down to the States and write with him, it'd be something special.
Yeah, pretty, pretty talented. Very, very talented. If you could spend a day with one of your idols, any genre, past or present, who would it be and why? Barb?
Well, I always, and I had dreams of writing with Sheryl Crow. Like, that was a huge thing for me. Like, again, I loved her style and stuff, but then I met her at the airport one time, and she kind of said, "Oh, I'll change." I still can admire her, but yeah, I would love to hang out with her, or I would even, you know, Victoria Banks is another one. I have met her a few times, but songwriting ability is and I love her voice, and she's just so amazing. So I'd love to hang out with her too.
Very cool. Okay, so what about you, Tamara?
Well, I would have loved to have written with John Prine.
Oh.
That's a great one there. He's such a great folksy Americana. Just a huge contributor to beautiful music in general. But since we can't, I can't write with John Prine, it'll have to be Miranda Lambert.
Ooh, that would be so much fun.
One genre to the next. Yeah, she's fun. She's super fun.
Oh my God, would she be? She would be so much fun. Okay, so what about you, Matt?
Well, I'm going to throw you all for a loop here because you're not going to believe it. But I think like an artist that would just be super fun to hang with throughout the day and just talk music and, you know, maybe do a little bit of collaborative writing or anything, Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
I mean,
can see that.
Yeah,
I can see
his
that.
His voice is incredible. He writes amazing good songs, and I think it'd just be a great hang.
Oh my God, he would be so much fun.
Yeah,
he would be a blast, an absolute blast, because he's got energy and then some. But he's got such a creative mind, such a creative mind.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Nice picks, very nice picks. Okay, so this is just a fun one that one of the fans have sent in. What is your favorite board game to play with family or friends, Barb?
Well, I'm kind of the queen of Monopoly, so I don't think that my family enjoys playing it with me. But yeah. I always win. You know, we have like the really cool iPad one that you like half digital and half on the board, which just makes all the counting and money stuff a lot easier.
Ah. But yeah,
so I like that one.
I haven't played that one. I've always just played the board one.
This is better. This is
incorporate a little technology into a board game and you make it better.
Exactly. I'm not saying I don't have to hold all my millions that I end up with, you know.
So thank you guys so much for spending a little bit of time and sharing a little bit more about yourselves and for us to be able to get to know New Moon Junction and the journey you guys are on.
Thank you so much.
A great big thank you for my very special guest, New Moon Junction, stopping by here on Music's Journey. So don't forget, you can get New Moon Junction's new single, The Other Side of Goodbye, on all of the streaming platforms. And don't forget, you can share it on all your socials and all of your playlists. And you can request it at your local country radio station. I hope you enjoyed my interview with the amazing country trio, New Moon Junction. You can check out all of my interviews on musicsjourney.com. And the interesting articles, you can also catch all the latest music and videos with all the artists that I interview on Now and Then magazine.com. You can also listen to all the podcasts on all your streaming platforms under Music's Journey Podcast. I can't wait for you all to join me. I have some great shows coming up for you. We've got Doc Walker. I can't wait to have them, you know, back on the show. So JoJo Mason's here. We've got Rivertown Saints. Colin James is going to be here. I can't wait for this one. Dan Davidson. We've got Lemon Cash, James Barker Band, Michelle Wright. We've got Jamie Warren, Theo Tams, Kendra Kay, Bobby Wills, Toria, Rock Band FKB, we've got Farewell Town, we've got Weapons, Kea, Rock Band One Bad Son, and so many more. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into Music's Journey. You have yourselves a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time on Music's Journey.
Chasing the sun down the interstate, taking a ride down memory lane, rolling with the windows down, cranking those old school sounds in that rusted out white Chevrolet through the neighborhood where we were raised. Front pew every Sunday, praying that maybe someday I'd leave it all behind. Now I drive forever, if only to keep it pictured in my mind forever. The grass ain't always goodbye. I stand out front of my old house, one big memory sure stands out. Front porch swing still hangs there, had our first kiss that senior year. It hurts so good just to be with you, knowing when that summer was through I'd make my way to Tennessee, and that shotgun seat'd be empty, and I'd leave it all behind. Now I drive forever, if only to keep your picture in my mind forever. The grass ain't always green.
keep it pictured in my mind.